Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
All right, Nashville sports attorney Dan Worley joins us now. Sievert Worley here in Nashville. Dan, how you doing? We appreciate you joining us this morning.
I'm great. Thanks for having me, guys.
I guess, you know, for us locally, you know, how long before this, you know, could affect things here as far as, you know, sports gambling in the state of Tennessee?
That's a good question. So the Supreme Court came out today and knocked down the federal law. However, in order for it to be legal in each individual state, the state has to pass a law allowing it. So there's something like between 15 and 25 states that have proposed laws already on the books. Unfortunately for us interested in sports gambling here in Tennessee, Tennessee is not one of them. So that timeline is really kind of up in the air at this point. But as we now know from the Supreme Court decision, it is a possibility.
How much will it really affect Vegas? And my point was, well, there are places that have slot machines and blackjack all over the country, and people still go to Vegas a lot. How much do you think it'll impact them?
You know, I don't think it'll, I mean, it'll change things for sure. But I think it's important to note that the casinos and the sportsbook in Vegas were behind the legalization of sports betting across the country. And a big reason why is the one that you mentioned. So MGM, for example, they not only have operations in Las Vegas, but they have them across the United States. And so they'll be able to replicate what they've already done in Las Vegas with their sports books to these other cities. So, but really, I think, you know, the novelty of traveling to Las Vegas for things like March Madness or the Super Bowl isn't going to change much. It isn't going to hurt the economy there.
Yeah, Dan, I guess, the first thing for me is, you know, what is the difference, or I guess, where do you draw the line between, you know, sports betting regularly, I guess, let's say with the NFL, and then fantasy gambling?
Yeah, it is sort of a fine line. There's been a lot of litigation around whether fantasy sports or daily fantasy sports, I'm sure you guys are aware of and probably played too, are gambling or not. And really the key issue is whether and how money changes hands. So for the fantasy sports leagues, if you're playing for free online, that's not gambling. But for sports gambling, the traditional sense is, you know, bet on a line for a game, bet on the over-under, bet on a parlay, and it's a quick transaction of money, so that makes it sports gambling.
What do you think are the pros and cons when you bring in, you know, sports gambling like this, let's say just to the state of Tennessee?
Yeah, so it could be potentially a huge revenue bump through taxation. It'll help a lot of local organizations potentially create jobs in certain industries. There's already, I know, of a few sports gambling-related companies here in Nashville locally that have been either operate overseas or operate in different capacities. But I would predict if it's legalized here in Tennessee that we'll see more of that. You'll see the teams and the leagues in the space potentially do sponsorship deals with sports books as well. So there's a lot of the coming to this. I think we know that sports gambling already happens illegally. And a lot of that, those sort of efforts, I think it's $50 billion industry across the country, even though it's illegal in most states. So a lot of that will come out from behind the shadows and be much more transparent, will allow the leagues, the government, and other entities to monitor sports betting and to really kind of help make sure that the people that maybe have a problem with gambling can get the help they need because they're being identified.
Dan, the way I look at it, there is so much money involved here.
So much money. Yep.
It's hard. And I know in this state, there's a strong lobby that's kept casinos out for the most part. But I just think when they look at the money, I don't know how they'll be able to pass this up.
Yeah, I agree. It's potentially a big industry. I think you're going to see a lot of it potentially go online in apps as well, which, if legalized here, the state could potentially get a piece of that on the tax side too. So that's another sort of way to do it without necessarily having hard, casino based applications of sports gambling. So it'll remain to be seen. I think, you know, Tennessee is one of those states that, as far as I know, I think is going to be more of a late adopter than an immediate adopter, somewhere like New Jersey, the one that's been pushing this litigation all along. I'm sure they're going to flip right away. So we'll probably have to wait and see how those other models work before we get it here. But I agree that it is a lot of money, and it's hard to argue with.
And also, unlike, they were always afraid with the casino gambling that it would attract an unsavory element. But mm-hmm. the fact of the matter is that when it comes to betting, especially on football, during the season, it really cuts across just about every demographic group. And there is so much money there. You got to figure that's going to be enticing despite the opposition to it.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think that argument probably could maybe the sports gambling too, right? I think the biggest bookies, are traditionally sort of mob-tied people. So I think there's probably a connotation there that's not so savory. But yeah, at the end of the day, government could use more money, and this is a pretty easy path to get there.
Dan, the other thing that I wanted to ask you before you go, and that is the pro sports leagues getting a piece of the action. Commissioner Silver, Adam Silver, in the NBA was a big proponent of this, especially mm-hmm. in arena gambling. He wanted, you to have the opportunity to make bets during the game, while you're sitting there watching it. And you wonder, Rob Manfred, the commissioner of Major League Baseball, also is intrigued by it. But what about the NFL, which is, which regards all this, as the boogeyman, and of course the National Hockey League.
Yeah, I think, I think we've seen the NFL resist the urge to kind of get out in front of this, sort of to how the NBA has, how you mentioned. But that being said, I think, kind of similar how you're talking about Tennessee, there's so much money to be made. I can't imagine that the NFL won't adopt this, at least eventually. So there's a few ways that leagues can make money. They're doing what's called the integrity fee, where they're trying to charge a percent of bets that will go directly to them, almost taxing the bets directly. That's got a lot of pushback because it's, for the sports books, a huge bottom line cost to them. But you'll also see the leagues, as I mentioned earlier, potentially sign sponsorship deals with sports books, which could be a huge revenue increase. And, sports gambling in general brings more eyes to the games. It makes people stick and watch live TV, even through bad games. They want to see if the Lions are mad or whatever. And we've seen, I think, with the NFL, particularly with fantasy sports, we've seen that be a big driver of fans taking in live content, which is a big reason why they have such huge media deals with live TV. And one of the reasons that sponsors really flock to live sports, because people are actually still watching it live on cable TV as opposed to other sorts of TVs where people are TiVoing things. So, I absolutely think that all the sports leagues are going to get on board with this eventually. And now that it's legalized, I think we'll see leagues, of all leagues locally, kind of start moving quickly to those ends.
Dan Worley has been our guest, local sports attorney here in Nashville. Thanks so much for the time and the perspective, and we appreciate you joining us on short notice.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. Have a good one.
All right, you too.